What do you get when you combine American football, rugby, soccer, and a few other sports into one? Well, you get a little game called Australian Rules Football. It's one of the most popular and rough sports from the land down under. But the game isn't confined to its native land. The U.S. Australian Football League held its national finals in Wisconsin this past week, and a Hawaii resident was on that championship team. He's part of a local club trying to bring Aussie rules to Hawaii. HPR's Ryan Finnerty went for a kick to find out more.
With your hands, castle! Keep going, keep going!
In Waikiki's Kapi'olani Park, a group of about 10 people are practicing a sport you probably wouldn't recognize. They're kicking and fist bumping an egg-shaped ball about the size of an American football. They're also tackling each other without a pad or helmet in sight. The game is called Australian Rules Football, but it's more commonly known as Aussie Rules. It has a growing following on the U.S. mainland, and thanks to recent transplant Dallas McCullough, it's now showing up in Hawaii.
I used to come home at like 3-4 in the morning and I was super broke. I was living in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Come home at 4 a.m. and I only had 8 channels, right? 4 of them were PBS, and on like PBS 3, they'd have Aussie Rules football games, and I had no idea what was ever going on. It was just some dudes wailing on each other, and they had short shorts and they'd run around and I would watch it just totally confused. That was my introduction to the game. Fast forward about 7 years later, I'm living in Austin, Texas. I was about to go move to Australia. I decided to look to see if there's an Aussie Rules football club near me in Austin. There was, the Austin Crows. Started playing with those guys. Kind of fell in love with the game. So when I moved to Australia, I started playing for a minor tier team out there, North Brunswick Bulls. I lived out in Australia for about a year and trained with those guys. And it turns out Australians, they're really good. So you'll get like pretty decent playing Australian Rules football with a bunch of dudes who have, before they could walk, they knew how to kick a footy. Moved to Hawaii, April 2017, and it was like right early in the actual season. I'd had a couple games so far at that point. I really missed it and thought I wanted to try to get some rugby players to come out. Well, yeah, they weren't going to come out. So I just kind of did a call to arms online. I had exactly one dude show up. While him and I are sitting around practicing, just some old-timer Aussie tourist comes by. He's like, oh, mate, you got to do it on the left side too. You know, it's a terrible accent. But just tried getting some people together, and it was a bit of a struggle out here. So made a post in the Aussies of Hawaii Facebook group, I believe, and some people from the Australian consulate caught wind, and they started showing up and then invited some buddies, and we had a grand final party for, it's basically the Super Bowl of AFL. Had some people out for there, and you know, it was just kind of friends of people that play, and they showed up and were like, this is the coolest sport I've never heard of before, and next thing you know, they're out here, you know, getting sweaty and getting dirty and having a kick with us too.
One of those Australians who showed up was Chrissy Fisher from Melbourne.
I've been watching AFL for as long as I can remember. My earliest childhood memories is sitting in front of the TV, watching football and going to games as a kid. I played up until I was about 17 years old in throughout primary school and high school. And then I got to a certain age, and this was quite some time ago, where girls couldn't play anymore and we couldn't make a team. But it's changed so much. If only I was a kid now, maybe playing professionally. At the moment, the Women's Football League has just started, and it's actually been much more popular than they even imagined. So it's, yeah, I wish, kind of wish I was home right now to enjoy it.
And how do you feel about the opportunity to be able to play in Hawaii? You're pretty far from home.
Oh, well, it's amazing. Like I haven't played actually in so long. It's nice to be active and doing something that, like a sport that I actually enjoy. So I'm really excited that we're getting a team. The majority of people here today are American. There's only, what, 2 Australians. And the rest are Americans. So, I mean, that's crazy. It's great that we're spreading AFL around the world. It's nice to see. It's like fun to see other people enjoy. Like watching the grand final outside of Australia is even more fun. It's even, the atmosphere is even better because, you know, you get a like-minded people watching a great sport in a foreign country. It was just amazing to sing the national anthem. We're all singing the national anthem, you know, top of our lungs. It was just a really great experience.
I caught Chrissy as she was giving a lesson to one of the American players.
So wait, remember to keep the laces up.
Laces up.
So one hand here, and then it's that motion. It's like a, yeah, and you don't have to force it. Just drop it. Well, you forced it. I'm such a bad teacher.
No, 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 you're doing...
Like, gently, you don't have to... Because when you're bouncing it, you just... See how I just, like, I almost just...
That comes natural to you.
Yeah, it's 36 years old.
Oh, there. Australian rules football.
So just, like, yeah. So I think the problem is you're like, literally throwing it to the ground. We're just dropping it. Because you got to remember, when you're bouncing it, you're running. So you'll be running, and then it's kind of like you're throwing it.
That American you heard was David Fry. He's originally from Tennessee, but now lives in Honolulu.
So I was down at the local watering hole, just at the pub, and I was watching some AFL. It was the final game, and there was a couple of guys down there, and they were like, hey, you want to play this game? Show up. We're going to be like the West Coast Eagles against the Magpies. And I came down about 2 weeks ago, had the first kick, as they call it, a little kick around, and really fell in love with it. Been going ever since.
What do you think so far?
Well, it's a little different. I wouldn't say it's like a traditional American sport. I believe it's based more in the Gaelic football tradition. However, once you get the rules, it's pretty good. We got some good coaches out here. We got some locals, a lot of knowledge from Australia. They're trying to impart on us here. So it's been going pretty well.
So how exactly is this sport played? I got an explanation from another member of the group, Colin, who hails from Queensland, Australia. And a quick note for our American listeners, 1 meter works out to about 3 feet.
Aussie rules football was a game that was invented to keep cricketers fit in the off-season. So basically, it's a winter sport that's played with 18 players on each side on the field at one time. It's not a game like American football where they're all in a line facing each other. You've got players paired up all over the field when they start the game. So the game starts from a bounce of the ball in the center. It's played on an oval, which is about 400 meters in perimeter. So the object of the game basically is to get this little egg and kick it between the two big sticks at the end of the field that you're running towards. And if you do that, you get 6 points. If you miss slightly and get it to either the left or the right in between the big stick and the little stick, then that is 1 point. If you kick it out on the full, anywhere on the ground, or miss the goals altogether, then it's a handover to the other team. And so that's the object. So basically there's no tackling below the waist, no tackling above the shoulder, and you can bump people out of the way, you can launch yourself off somebody's back with your foot to catch the ball. Every time somebody kicks it more than 15 meters and a person from either team catches it, that's called a mark, and then they get a free kick, and then they can continue on to play. So the ball's moved around by either a handball, which the best description is probably to explain like an amateur volleyball serve, where you punch the ball with one hand out of the palm of your other hand. And that's basically it. It's made up of four quarters, and each quarter goes for about 20 minutes.
And as for an American description?
A hybrid between American tackle football and soccer, with a tinge of basketball.
It's like CrossFit, but like with hits.
CrossFit with hits. Okay, well, that was the Conversations by Infinity, giving it a go or a kick with a local Aussie Rules Club. So if CrossFit with hits sounds like fun to you, check out the Hawaii Australian Rules Football Facebook group for details about practice times and locations. No prior experience necessary.